It's the After the Show podcast, precious.
We don't care. We're about to swear on the air. It's the After the Show, so tune in if you dare. KVJ, get risque every single day. It's uncensored. We can say what we want
to
say.
Hello, welcome to the KVJ After the Show podcast here for your Thursday. All right. Getting right at it.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking earlier on the regular show about the Budweiser house that is in Lake Worth Beach. And if you purchase the house and keep the Budweiser cans on the wall, it's littered, it's a Bud Cave, that Budweiser will keep your fridge stocked for life with Budweiser beer.
And he uses the term house loosely. It's a very small little condo.
More like a shack.
Yeah, I don't know that any family could live there, but a single person that loves beer...
Yeah, why not?
I feel like the Pennington's could make it work.
It's real small.
I hear you, man.
Yeah, it's like 800 square feet.
You're talking to a family. We had two bunk beds in there. We had four kids, and they all were in one room, all different ages. It was pretty challenging.
Well, Brian gives us a little bit of information here, and the story about the guy that put the Budweiser cans on the wall.
Oh, yeah. What is his backstory? Because he died, so now it's more interesting.
Yeah. Budweiser Mike, he said the story has recently blown up everywhere because people are bidding on this house with the Budweiser cans all over the walls. Budweiser Mike was the guy who lived there. He lost his battle to cancer. My girlfriend of about 12 years now used to go to Budman's house almost every weekend for the longest time. She spent many hours drinking beers in the Bud Cave, and I started to go there once in a while to share a beer with Budweiser Mike.
Huh.
In fact, my girlfriend Jennifer has many photos of her at his house, and I just wanted to let you guys know that he was a super cool dude. He owned a pool business, and he would just come home to enjoy his Budweiser and smoke his weed, and he always had a fridge full of beer. And we contributed to many of those cans on the wall.
Oh, I mean, if he is haunting that place, that's the kind of ghost you want.
He just wants to light one up and get his buzz on.
Yeah.
The guy sounds awesome.
He would be a fun ghost to have haunting you.
Yes. Yeah.
Just be kind of a cool little story. That's just a nice little simple life there living in Lake Worth Beach. Yeah. So thank you.
That's a great backstory.
That is a good story.
Mm-hmm. Comment here said, I was just watching the show and I heard Virginia saying that she wants to get her lips done now, the lip injections, I believe.
Yeah, I've noticed, you know, as we age, we get those fine lines around our lip area. And when I put makeup on, it seems to make it look worse.
Grow that Cajun man goatee.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over here trying to look cute. I'm fighting everything.
She said, did I hear this, though? Did Virginia the other day get on Mags about getting acrylic nails, saying that we're only doing things that are necessary during this time?
Damn, they're trying to call you out, dog.
Well, here's the deal. This is actually necessary. I have to go shoot a video at the Aqua Plastic Surgery Center. Mm-hmm. And so while I'm there doing my fulfillment for our advertising campaign, I thought it'd be interesting to make that, you know, the video.
And I think everyone can agree, lip injections, very, very essential.
Yes.
I mean, come on, lip lines, Kevin?
Strong argument, won me over. Yeah.
You can't have lip lines in a fucking pandemic. It can't happen.
No. Yeah, they say that plastic surgery is booming. Procedures are on the rise during the pandemic.
Yeah, Dr. Rankin's got a wait list of people that are just waiting to get in and see him.
Because everyone's on these Zoom meetings analyzing every little flaw they have. Oh, my ears are too big. Oh, I got a pig nose.
Yeah, and if you ever had a time where you had to get a procedure and then you had to disappear for a while, this is the time to do it.
You're right.
I'm telling you right now, any kind of little whiff of corona and you have got a pass to disappear for 14 days.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I'm saving that card.
Yeah, it's definitely a card to play, and I'm sure people are playing it.
Absolutely.
The right way. I mean, there's a story today about the kid in Massachusetts, 9-year-old, sneezes twice, sent home, and he can't come back till he's got a negative test. So, you know, I've heard stories about people who have been in that very kind of situation where they just take a trip, and their employer's like, you need to get a negative test before you come back in. And they're like, yeah, but they're closed Sunday, Monday. And they're like, well, whenever it is, you come back in then. And they're like, okay, cool. You know? So, I mean, that's kind of happening. Otherwise, you got to try to make up an excuse about why you're not there. And then your boss judges you at least. And maybe you don't. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't get paid. But at least now they're not going to think or throw any stank on you about, you know what, that little son of a didn't show up for. They're going to be like, oh, no, you got COVID, though. Okay.
You're doing it for others now.
Yeah.
You're not doing it for yourself.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of like a legit deal. They say that a lot of patients are coming in with what you're saying, Bird. They call it Zoom anxiety. And it's looking at themselves on camera, and they're like, oh, my gosh, well, they're just analyzing themselves.
When have you ever looked at yourself that long, unless you're the biggest fucking narcissist in the world? You're constantly, if you're in class, you're looking at all of your students and yourself. You're looking at people. That documentary even talks about it. If you look too much at yourself, it's not a good thing.
Two biggest things people are getting done, Botox and lip injections or lip. I mean, getting their lips done.
They call that the Virginia special.
I'm on
that
brand.
You should do like your own package deal.
Oh, Kevin, that's brilliant.
What does that cost? If you did your lips and your Botox, how much is that going to cost you just for your face?
So it depends. You know, there's always specials and things you can do where you can pair stuff up. But the Botox to get a full face of all your little problem areas, probably going to set you back about, you know, $350, $400. For the lips, I think it's a little bit more.
Okay, I'm analyzing your face right now. When's the last time you had Botox?
Probably, let's see, I would say 5 months.
What is it that about your face right now that you are just going, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is going on? I'm trying to see what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
Okay, well, first of all, you're fucking staring through my soul.
Oh, well, I want to get down to the bottom of this.
He stares hard, Virginia.
You're talking about these fucking lip lines.
He does
lines.
Stare hard.
I can't see these lines. I'm not even trying to kiss your ass.
They're little lines that do like this.
When do you ever fucking... You're making an anteater face. When do you make an anteater face?
You don't know if I eat ants when I leave here.
Yeah.
You're insane. Ants are delicious. Oh my
God. They are delicious.
I think it's just... It's more in my head than it's visible to you guys. I get that. I know. I'm psychotic. We've established this. But when I look in the mirror, I can see these little lines around my mouth, especially when I put on a good bit of makeup. And it just... It's in my head.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
As a person who has a lot of visible lines in their face, and I'm talking about myself.
You're a dude. I mean, dudes look better with a little lines on their face, and it's so annoying.
That's not always true. That is not always true, but all right.
I think a guy with a few lines looks better than a guy who got too much Botox.
Oh, that I agree with.
I've seen guys that get too much Botox. Guys have to be super subtle.
That's weird.
I think especially dudes, the older you get, I feel like you got to be careful with a couple things. I think... When your teeth look, I mean, snow white, where they're so fake, but they're white. Dude, you're in your 50s. There's no way you've drank coffee before. There's no way your teeth are that white. There's no shot. That can look odd, and it's when you dye your hair and you think no one knows you're dyeing your hair. It just there's a time where
a dark hair and the guy's like 80.
No one knows, dude. People know. We know you're dyeing your hair. We know your balls are hitting the ground.
Got a couple other things here. One, Virginia had sent me something about your football package that you're doing the DirecTV, and the bill is just breaking the bank.
Yeah, you know, cost cutting. Everybody's looking at where they can save money these days. And I looked at my DirecTV bill, and I do. I have the NHL and I have the NFL.
Okay.
The NHL is for Panda, and the NFL is for both of us. And my bill is like right now, because you're paying for both of those packages, $300 a month.
For everything?
For everything.
Do you have a lot of, like, movie channels and everything else?
Nope.
Oh, really?
I don't have any movie channels.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine how much you can get lip injections for $300? I mean,
imagine how big your lips would be on $300 a month.
$300 extra through those lips?
I don't want them to be big, Kevin. I just want them to be full and to get rid of the lines.
Okay. Wow, okay, so $300, and you're just thinking that maybe a change needs to be made?
Well, I saw a commercial on Instagram. Hulu is advertising that they now have the NFL.
Okay.
So that was the big thing about DirecTV. They had the NFL contract where I can watch my Saints games that aren't on regular TV. Panda can watch his Buffalo Bills games that aren't on regular TV because of the regions that we live in. But now if... DirecTV is not the only one with the contract with the NFL. Hulu's claiming they've got it. Is that a lie? And how much is Hulu?
Okay,
I have Hulu.
I can't tell you. Maybe you know. I would like to see if somebody can add to it. You'd sent me this, and I did just a quick look at this. And this is semantics, and this is tricky because what you're saying is key. It's you want to watch Saints games and Bills games that aren't regularly televised.
Right. In my geographic region.
And when I looked, and I did just a web search, a quick Google search, and I'll admit, I spent 5 minutes on this. So I did not do a deep dive, but I did not see what you're looking for. What it says is with Hulu Live TV, you'll get all the games on CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN. Now, those are the channels that it airs, yes. But you're looking for out-of-market games on those channels.
Right.
In your own home. And it says Hulu Live TV does not offer a way to subscribe to NFL Network or NFL Red Zone. This means you'll get your local Sunday afternoon games only.
Okay. So no, I still need DirecTV.
Well, and it kind of makes sense. Because you're talking about $300, and now you're talking about two packages. Let's say you split it in half, maybe $150 for one, $150 for another.
I'm getting rid of the NHL.
Well, the Hulu Live TV is basically $55 a month is what you're looking at. So it would be a third of the price. And yeah, it would make sense, but from how I'm reading it,
I'm not going to be able to see the Bills and the Saints.
It looks like they're trying to sell, get your NFL games. And you will, but you'll get what a person that has regular cable would get. You know, if like, say, for instance, I'm a Steelers fan.
Right.
And, you know, barring the Dolphins knocking the power out in their stadium, I'm not going to get to see a Steelers game typically on a Sunday afternoon.
That was pretty sweet for you. That's right. They switched to the Steelers game when Hard Rock Stadium went dark.
I was like, I'll take it. This is great.
Thank God it was sunny South Florida.
But then they kept coming back going, nope, we think we got it fixed. Oh, no. All right, now we got another problem. There's lightning delay.
Now we got lightning. I mean, God was trying to send a message to that game.
Yeah, he was just trying to get the Dolphins off the field and they wouldn't listen. Yeah, Meredith says Hulu is regional. It'll black out games.
Okay. So DirecTV has me by the short and curlies.
Yeah, but you know, what you were describing, I'd like to see the ad that Hulu had because I could see where that could be easily confusing and quickly.
Easily.
Yes.
If you're telling me you got all the NFL games, I'm like, but is that a contract thing that only DirecTV has paid for? Because it was in years prior. I researched this before.
Yeah, they had always
every contract expires, though. So can I find out when the contract is up?
Yeah, I'm sure you could probably even check that. How long is the contract with DirecTV and the NFL? I can only imagine
much. They must make so much money off of South Florida. Think about how many transient people live in South Florida and love the NFL and want to see their home games. If they're charging me $300 a month, times that by however many people are from somewhere else, and DirecTV is raping us, y'all.
Yeah, probably one of the biggest areas for getting this package would be South Florida.
Right.
Because, yeah, if you're in Cleveland, everybody there wants to watch the Browns game for some reason.
Aw.
Yeah, they say DirecTV, which is now owned by AT&T. And a little fun fact, Hubbard, our company, actually started DirecTV back in the day.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, that's where they got the cash. Satellite
Did they sell
TV.
It?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Sold it off. But, yeah, that's where they kind of got the launch.
And Joe Burrow is a good reason to watch Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have had a 25-year partnership. We want to continue the partnership. I don't get the quick answer.
So 25 years? That's how long the contract is?
I don't know how long. It to expire at the conclusion of the 2022 season.
Oh.
Okay, so that's when it does. But it'd be interesting to see. I don't know if anybody else could step in. I can't even imagine the money that it is on that.
They'll probably renew it with the same guys, and these fat cats get fatter, and we just sit over here paying for their lunch.
Mm-hmm. Somebody did say a couple possible hacks. Virginia, need to look into a VPN so you can change your location and get any game you want. Have Denny's explain on how to do that.
VPN.
Yeah.
Is this like how kids were going to change their location to Canada when they thought TikTok in the U.S. was about to be canceled?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
I have something to do with it.
I'm down with pretending to be from another region.
Mm-hmm. So that might be possible to do that. Somebody else said Virginia Panda can watch the games on Facebook through Buffalo Bills Backers International. Kim had said that. Okay, okay. Maybe something to look into.
I just like a HD, nice experience on the big screen on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can put Facebook on the TV, but it just never seems to look the same.
I'll fucking put it up there for you. He's got it. He's got you. Okay. All right, there you go, Virginia. So that seems
Thank
to be
you.
The answer, but there are solutions because I'm sure there's a lot of people want to watch their other games from other markets, and that's how you do it. I got an email from Christina about internships. She said somebody wrote in the other day about unpaid internships and was talking about the reason why they got rid of them is because it adds to privilege in America of the rich people who can afford to do the internships and not have to worry about having to work and all that stuff. You guys have your stories. I went to college. I had to take out loans and work two jobs, one full-time and one part-time to support myself. I am a teacher in college. I had to do field work, which is required of every education major. During my semester-long internship, quote-unquote, I worked in the evenings and weekends. I worked at Publix three nights a week from 3:30 until midnight, and every weekend I'd have classes on my two nights off, and I also work part-time at a restaurant on the weekends opposite my Publix shifts. You guys said it is doable if you hustle, and it totally is.
It yeah. absolutely is. You have to want it.
No one's saying it's fun or easy or enjoyable, but you can get things done busting your balls or your whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not going to get a lot of sleep, but you're young. Who gives a crap?
There really is something about hard work. It does still work.
And yeah. when you're young, that's the time to do it. I mean, it really is. That's when you can have the most energy and put the most love into it and learn the most skill.
I know there's that whole saying, you know, work smarter, not harder. That's true, but you still have to work hard at shit. There's going to be times where you got to grind some shit out to get to where you're going.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
That is. And I could see where there would be situations where it would be easier if you had money and
of
you
course.
Did come from privilege that you don't have to work that hard. But my point was, I have not seen enough evidence yet or the reason why you would take away the opportunity for everybody. No one can get an unpaid internship anymore in our industry because of the lawsuits that happen. I'd say at least, you know, give somebody that choice. And I know the one email was saying, well, that just adds to the continual gap disparity in this country. And I'd say there are a lot of things that do. And that may contribute, but I feel like that's small compared but to some of the
other everything contributes
things.
To everything because their email contributes to
It's all political, Kevin.
Well, I'm just saying, you go round and round with what contributes to what. Everyone's got a point. Everyone's got a story.
The one thing that I did see, you know, talking about wealth disparity and what it does mean, this is kind of fascinating. In Miami, a person who lives near the Brickell Metro Rail Station is living 10 years longer on average than a person living in the area around the Overtown Metro Rail Station.
Wow, 10 years.
Yeah, and of course, if you don't know Miami that well, Brickell is financially well-to-do. Overtown is not.
Brickell takes care of itself. Brickell believes in self-care.
Yeah, so that is definitely a wealth disparity type of thing. The kind of situations that you would like to see fixed, especially when we're talking about how long somebody can live in their life. Talking about how much you would spend and what is a subscription worth to you, DirecTV and the NFL Network for some people is necessary. I would say for most people, maybe the most necessary thing they feel like they have in their life is their phone. For a lot of people now, it has become something with all the different things it does for you.
Absolutely.
It is without a doubt my number one accoutrement that I have. Having my phone does basically everything for you. It turns on lights. It gives you light. It keeps you in, you know, contact with everybody you need to. It does your math. It keeps your schedule.
I've got a friend who hasn't worked since March, and they're going through all of their savings big time. So they're doing everything they can to cut corners. Mm-hmm. They just called the phone company and negotiated and, like, switched up companies, I think, for their cell phone carrier and saved themselves, like, $100 a month by doing the work, figuring it all out, investigating the different plans and the different carriers, it is not the same across the board. And if you're paying a lot for that cell phone every month, you may be able to find a better deal with a better carrier.
It would be smart and it would be interesting to read somebody, because a lot of that, what you're talking about, is time.
Yes.
A lot of us keep paying the money because we don't really have the time and we don't want to spend our free time doing that arduous work.
But if you're looking for work right now, like my friend, he doesn't have a job. This is the best way for him to spend his time. Look at every bill, call him up and argue with them to get your bill lowered.
It would be a great read if they put together what they learned and the corners they cut and how much they saved.
I was just looking at my text with him because I wanted to read it to you, how much money he saved.
Price and valuable information.
And the flipping he did, I was like, okay, I've got to go flip our phone bill. Okay, he went with Sprint. He was paying $175 a month for years. He made some changes to his situation, and now his cell phone bill went from $175 to $45 a month. I mean, that's drastic.
That's great. Yeah, I mean,
but if you don't call and fight with them and figure it out and work it out, then you don't save the money.
Be interesting to find out, what are the most expensive? Where should you go? And then what are the steps you take to get to that money
level? T-Mobile just took over Sprint.
Yeah.
And when they did, all the prices got lowered, but they're not going to call you. If you're a Sprint person and you're still paying what the Sprint rates were, call them up, because it sounds like there's deals out there if the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be smart. If you could just read that, and everybody probably every now and then should look at their finances and say, where can I tighten up?
Amen. I don't do that because it takes time, and you've got to get on the phone, and you got to do the automated system first before you 10 minutes later talk to a person. But I'm going to do it in the car on my road trip drive home to Tequesta.
Yeah, who needs to pay attention to driving?
No, I never do.
You're not good anyway.
Yeah, they say the things that we would sacrifice to keep our phone, because that's really what it is. You start looking in life and saying, okay, well, it's one or the other. Alcohol was the first to go. 72% said they would sacrifice the booze to keep the phone.
Oh, boy.
I know, right?
That's going to be a tough one.
I think my phone does more damage than booze, and booze is not great.
But together, the drunk dialing.
Booze and
maybe
phones.
One or the other.
Tackle the bottle or tackle the phone.
Netflix was second. 70% said that they would give up the Netflix over the phone.
Netflix is overrated, y'all.
I agree. Netflix is overrated.
It's cool. The concept of Netflix is awesome. A shit ton of content. You can watch at any point. I'm not that impressed. It's good. If you take away The Office, I don't know if I'm going to be on Netflix that often.
It's not as awesome as my phone.
There's a lot of shit on Netflix. I would take YouTube over Netflix any day.
Shitflix is what they should call it.
They should call it shitflix. It ain't that great, Kevin.
41% of people said that they would give up all streaming services. So if you're saying, well, the others are better anyway, 41%, that would be your Hulus, your Amazons,
your
whatever.
Disney Plus.
Netflix and chill. It should be YouTube and lube.
Oh, yeah. Coffee is next on the list. 64% say they give up coffee before their phone.
Fancy coffee. If you get that Starbucks all the time, it's just not affordable. You can totally cut corners. Go to Dunkin' instead of Starbucks and cut your bill literally in half.
Could not give a frog's fat ass about coffee. Never have. No. It's fun when you make me the Cuban coffee here on the show. I get a little charge and then I crash really bad. But other than that, I can't do it.
I love a specialty coffee. It's fun, but I'm not paying those Starbucks prices.
It gives me so much energy, but the kind of energy where I need to run into an asylum and have people calm me down. It's it's too much of a jittery energy.
It sounds like a room in a haunted house.
Social media was next. 60% said they would give up social media to keep their phone.
I would love to give up social media.
You can't.
I can't. No,
it's literally your job.
We can't. But if you're on your phone, you're going to probably be checking that social media.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazon was next. The convenient order shopping and delivery. 57% said they would give up that convenience to keep their phone. Exercise is a 50-50 on that. 50% said that they would, just to keep their phone.
I'm going to give up exercise. Oh, wait, I already did.
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. There's a lot of people that are like, yeah, forget it. No big deal. It just edged out sex. Sex, 47% of people said, yep, no more sex to keep my phone. Your significant other, 42% said, yep, take them.
Oh, those people were already unhappy.
Probably, yeah.
They haven't liked their significant other in quite some time.
People will hold on to their pets more than their significant other. 40% of people said that they would sacrifice their pet to keep their phone.
Not even close. I would give it all up. Laptop, TV, mm-hmm. shit flicks.
And the number one thing people didn't want to give up over their phone was when they asked, would you ever go on vacation again? 39% only said that they would never go on vacation again if they could keep their phone.
I want to go on vacation more. And what I mean by that, go explore, see more. I just feel like our schedule plus the pandemic really kind of pissed on that parade.
Well, look ahead to Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's what I'm thinking in the back of my head. You know, I'm going to do something Thanksgiving and I'm going to do something Christmas. Road trips, socially distanced. You love nature. Now is the nature time.
I'm supposed to go to Oregon. I love it out there. We shall see. If everything's cool.
Road trip to Oregon's a bitch.
Oh, not driving. Oh, my gosh. If you're going to do a road trip to Oregon, you better make sure the team you're going with, you love them. And it's going to be fun time and awesome. And there's going to be no fighting.
Yeah, it's really about your destination because you will need to check. They are already kind of like canceling and shutting things down. Like for New Year's Eve, they are shutting that down. There's going to be no ball drop this year. It's going virtual.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a smart move, right? I mean, everything's just canceling because we can't have large groups of people on top of each other.
We talked about trick-or-treating a little bit on Weird and Whatever yesterday, and I was already getting messages about how, again, that I'm being selfish by talking about trick-or-treating, and that's I don't give a shit about people who have pre-existing conditions because trick-or-treating is going to encourage.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're just, it's a double thing because they say, you know, what is it? Obesity contributes. And so you're going to give them candy and then have them trick or treat.
I'm giving them obesity COVID, yes. Which is totally.
You're giving it, it's completely the wrong thing to do.
I got one of those kind of emails where it had, when you're reading it, it had such a tone to it. Jason, you have a responsibility.
Yeah.
Simmer down, Karen.
I mean, like, what do I have a responsibility with? What? I'm talking about trick-or-treating. Don't go fucking trick-or-treating then. No one listens to me anyway.
Well, the CDC is saying that their list of Halloween guidelines says trick-or-treating, indoor parties, indoor haunted houses and hay rides, all that stuff should be avoided. So
I haven't told Rocco yet. He is going to be devastated.
I feel like you can do trick-or-treating and do it safely, but what the shit do I know? I love candy and I don't have kids. So my viewpoint
is... Yeah, I'm super torn, man. I don't know. I just... Trick-or-treating to me seems like it's a risk. It's not worth it. But it is socially distanced. If I spray down all the candy with Lysol... the outside of it, not the actual chocolate part.
I've seen a lot of people, they've come up with those kind of like tubes that they'll stand up at the top of the stairs and they'll drop the candy down the tube into the kid's bucket. That's kind of smart and that's cool.
Somebody in our chat room said they're going to use a fishing pole to throw it out there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's more essential, trick-or-treating or lip injections?
Well, the one encouraging thing, and I don't know how much publicity it got, also from the CDC, the same people that came out with the Halloween restriction guidelines, they also released their estimated survival rates for COVID by age. 0 to 19, you have a 99.997% chance of surviving COVID.
I like those numbers.
Positive K, everybody.
Ages 20 to 49, 99.98% survival rate. So in ours, if you get COVID, you have a 99.98% chance of surviving.
Those, and I'm not trying to be cute or extra here, but those sound like trick-or-treat numbers.
Well, I mean...
they sound like trick-or-treat numbers.
I mean, guys, trick-or-treat is for the young.
Yeah.
Bullshit, by the way. It's for everybody.
You're too old to trick or treat.
That's not. We go through this debate every year, and we get into a fight every year. So let's continue tradition.
Well, I'll tell you, all the way up to the age of 69, you still are in the 99% category. 50 to 69, 99.5% chance of surviving COVID. and 70 plus, it's 94.6.
Those are trick-or-treat numbers, and I'll still get somebody that will call me a fucking murderer.
Yeah, you should just be like, hey, let me just read off some of these numbers for you.
I don't give a shit about the old people, Virginia, with positive K numbers.
That's from the CDC's own website.
You're not getting that Kevin's numbers.
Not my numbers. I'm not making those up. That's the CDC's own numbers of survival rates.
So if you're mad, just bypass Kevin altogether with your hate email. Send it right to the CDC.
Go right to them.
Kevin's such a liberal conservative prick.
Liberal conservative. Actually, might describe me.
Yeah, conservative prick is pretty dead on.
Yeah, or I'm a conservative liberal.
You're a Republican.
Yeah, that actually does describe me, oddly enough. This was just a note that somebody had said, just to throw this out into the atmosphere. I'd like to make an anonymous post in regards to some of the financial tragedies that have hit many healthcare practices. Essentially, what the government is doing is providing physicians with a generous loan in hopes of helping the physician survive. This is all well and good. However, the physician only has 3 months to pay back this loan. If they fail to pay it back, they are charged 10% interest on the loan. To sum it up, the U.S. government is putting struggling physicians into debt and charging them absurdly high interest rates. So, interesting.
I thought those loans that you got to keep afloat were forgivable if you used them for your people and payroll and rent and basic cost of operating the business.
Nothing's forgivable. Forgive nothing.
Is it different for physicians than it is for the PPE loans?
I don't know anything about some of the intricacies.
Or PPP?
PPE.
PPP?
Well, that's personal protective equipment.
PPP.
PPP, yes.
It's so hard.
There's
to
too
keep.
Many abbreviations
There's
in this era.
There's way too many letters.
That's a lot.
It's
I'm
not that smart.
Yeah, I've tried to read some of that stuff on that, and it's so intricate, and it changes so quickly that I kind of gave up on some of it because I kind of got an understanding on one thing, and it changed like back and forth in 2 weeks. I'm like, I don't have enough time to read all this stuff. So it's very complicated, and it is changing almost on a daily basis.
I will tell you this, though. If you have a business in Palm Beach County, they're restarting the grants program. And we know people that actually got in on this last time they did it, and they got a bunch of money. And they're going to do it again, and it opens up this Friday. And first come, first serve is a real thing. So if you didn't get any money from Palm Beach County when they did the CARES thing, like, I don't know, it must have been like 3 months ago that they did it.
Okay.
Some people got up to $25,000. I mean, that is like real cash.
Sure.
They are opening it up again, this grant program. It's not even a loan. They're calling it a grant program. There's no repaying a grant. This is free money.
Mm-hmm.
Starting this Friday at 8 a.m., if I was you and I had a business, I would make sure that I had my application filled out, ready to go, to hit send at 8 a.m. this Friday. And try to be in the running up to 25 grand if you can show legitimate loss.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I think it's kind of like you're talking about with your friend that was trimming all the bills, that I think that if this is your business, this is your business, and you're doing a deep dive, and it does pay to look and investigate into those things because, there's a lot of money out there. I always tell people when it comes to going to college and scholarships, you would not believe, like my son would tell me of kids that would have 10 scholarships, and you just keep nickeling and diming. You get one that's worth 500, one that's worth 1,000.
It's amazing.
So there might be the same way with businesses right now finding help.
When I got my scholarship at Northwood University, I think it was like $18,000 to go there. They gave me a $999 scholarship for, in quotes, baseball.
That's funny.
It was some bullshit. And then I go to get one economics book. $350.
Wow.
You go to return it for the money. They change the edition out. Don't get any of the money back.
And a lot of those credits from that school don't transfer to other universities.
I left Northwood University as a beginning senior, and I wasn't playing baseball there anymore. I couldn't afford it anymore.
Uh-huh.
I go to FAU, and they tell me that I have to start as a beginning junior again. I had to go back and start back as a junior.
That's terrible.
And do all this bullshit again. Oh, it was
It was tough.
That's crushing.
That. It was, and I still had to pay those Northwood classes.
Oh, get
those
you on
part
that.
Of my student loans.
They do not forgive those. They come looking for you. They don't care.
The student loan people still owe me $900. I talked to you guys about this problem. The bank kept on taking money out, and I'd already paid for
it. When you had fulfilled
it.
Your agreement, they kept automatically deducting.
I have talked to these fuckers three times now. Oh, we're going to send you your check, Mr. Pennington. You have a $1,000 check coming. They send you a $100 check once a month, and after the first month, they stop sending. You have to call them again. You guys are only sending me $100. They haven't sent me anything since February. They owe me $900. I was thinking about doing what you did, going on Twitter and acting them and go, why are you fuckers stealing my money? I want my money now.
It does work, but you have to make sure that you're right.
I know I'm right.
Okay.
They've told me three different times that I'm right.
Because if you call out somebody on Twitter, it could flip on you if you're not right.
I am 100 billion percent okay. sure
Those
that I'm
odds.
Right.
Is that a real number?
I don't give a shit. It's real in my heart.
Didn't Northwood go out of business?
It's not Northwood that it's the loan.
Oh.
The person that gave you the money.
Gotcha.
It's been paid off.
They just changed names.
Yeah, it's paid off for 2 years, and they kept taking money out, and then I confronted my bank. They finally squash it, but they both did this. It's their fault. No, it's their fault.
Finger pointing.
And guess what? No, I don't have the money now.
900 is a lot of money.
Fuck yeah. How many pizzas you can buy with that? You know how many lip injections, Kevin?
Oh, I know. Imagine how big your lips would be.
It's not even about the money. It's about the attitude, of course, when you talk to it. It's, oh, what's going on? I'm like, motherfucker, I've talked to you 4 times.
That's what they do. They just wear you down.
They do.
You
up, you know? And they think that you're not going to call back and it's not going to be worth it for you.
Well, I punted for 4 months. I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm getting a little fired up now. I think I'm going to call those bitches right after this podcast.
Somebody texts in, did you all see that in Logan, Ohio, Kevin's hometown, a person got tased and arrested for not wearing a mask?
Oh, boy.
No.
Tased?
Yeah, I had. You know,
if you put up a fight, I guess I could see it. But if the person's just standing there.
It's so crazy. You know, because I talk to my mom, you know, like once every couple weeks. And, you know, we have a long conversation. And she's, everything's so quiet in Logan and nothing going on. I was talking to a friend of mine from Logan yesterday. And they're telling me about all this insanity that's been going on. Like, no, Logan's crazy as ever. I'm like, what? And they were, the mask thing, there's massive fighting going on. They had the whole thing where they had a Black Lives Matter protest. And it was this thing where they had all these rednecks with their semi-automatic weapons down there. And it turned into a big, she's like, Logan's burning to the ground. I'm like, I had no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom's like, no, it's just quiet, just nice.
Logan
always has something weird in the freaking the town I'm from. It's the smallest ass little town, but there's always, you really should do a reality show on the damn town. Always the most bizarre stuff. I was watching the news yesterday, and they had the Breonna Taylor stuff that came up, and they had those three cops. They the guy that got charged is from Logan.
No way.
Yeah. Only one of the three got charged because he went all cowboy and shot 10 rounds into another apartment. And he didn't get charged, and then, of course, that brought all kinds of chaos going on.
But you're the story to come out of Logan.
No, I'm not. You're not the even close. I was like, gosh, I mean, thank God I got out. I mean, it just doesn't sound safe.
Who knew that you were too soft for Logan?
I always knew I was too soft for Logan. And that's why I really had to get out. They're tough. Woodsy people that are in that town.
When is the, I guess you probably don't know, never mind. I said, when's the next time you see yourself going to Logan? We probably don't even know now.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I would like to get back and see my parents. That's lovely. And there's a lot of lovely things around there. You know, the caves that they've got around there, beautiful.
I would love to go.
Yeah.
I think I would actually like Logan.
Yeah, that is lovely. I think it's great for non-minorities to go and check it out.
I want
to, you know. It's a lovely place for you.
That's not why I want to go to Logan. Let's get that on the record.
The lily white vacation paradise.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is the person I was talking to yesterday was, you know, a friend of mine from high school, and she is a minority. And so,
she's a person of color, so she's having a little bit of a different experience.
She's looking at it, I'm like, going, I really didn't see all that racism. She's like, you didn't see the racism? What the hell were you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I just was a white guy in Logan. She's like, oh, my gosh. And she was running back. She's like, you didn't notice that? I'm like, yeah, okay, that was odd. So she's like, yeah, she's like, that town is so backwards. I'm like, okay, all right.
Dang.
And I don't think anyone listening right now is shocked that Logan's backwards.
Yeah.
You haven't painted the best.
Yeah. I thought that they were just good, you know. And, you know, there are a lot of good-hearted, loving people there. But, unfortunately.
I want to try it out because I want to go to the Pizza Crossing, the number one pizza in Ohio.
Yeah. It is, and so many people, when they go to Logan, they go try that out, and I've heard that. And my mom's like, yeah, people always they go in there. They say, yeah, all these people keep coming in here because Kevin talks about it.
Wow, so KVJ, so they're, I'm telling you, there's a stir.
Yeah.
You're making some waves, Ralston.
Kevin Ralston is making a stir in Logan. Make no bones about that.
We got to get your picture on the wall. What do we got
to
do?
What are we going to do to get your picture on one of those fucking those caves?
Oh, they could like maybe like a Mount Rushmore type thing and get my face and hair into one of the kids. Oh my gosh.
I want to push for this.
Like if they didn't hate me enough,
how great would that be?
They would just kill me next time I come into town. There he is. Just kill him. Kill him now. So there you go. All right. Well, thank you all for locking in and all the information on my hometown that I'm missing. I appreciate it. Send those emails, mail@kbjshow.com. mail@kbjshow.com. Tomorrow's Friday. Dance around with your big ass. We're going to see you here tomorrow. Have a good one. Goodbye.